Hi, I'm Master Gardener John Fisher with KLCC's Good Gardening. When you plant a dozen tulip bulbs in Wisconsin, you get 12 blooms the first spring, 8 the next, and 1 or 2 by the third year. The cold climate is tough on the showiest flowers of spring. But in Oregon, the 12 bulbs I planted 20 years ago now produce 100 flowers in my yard, and who knows how many in the yards of friends I've passed the extras on to. Planting bulbs is simple. Loosen the soil down about 12 inches. That'll be easier after a couple of rains. Plant bulbs 2 to 3 times as deep as the size of the bulb, with the pointed end up. For tulips, 4 to 6 inches, a little deeper for daffodils, shallower for crocuses. You might work a little bone meal into the soil, or add some lime if you haven't for a few years, but even if you just dig a trench, throw the bulbs in, and cover them with soil, you will have success in Oregon. I leave my bulbs in the ground all year, ideally in a place where they get minimal summer water. Some folks dig them up for the summer. Cut off the seed heads after the bloom has dropped, but leave the foliage. It's producing food for next spring's tulips. And a bonus, more bulbs. When you dig around your spent tulip plants to put in summer flowers next spring, you will find twice as many bulbs as you started with. The bulblets, or offsets, can be separated from the main bulb and planted somewhere else. They may not bloom the first year, but given time, your first planting of bulbs can populate a whole flower bed. The new bulbs will be clones of the originals, so start with a variety of colors. Plant your bulbs before Thanksgiving, and you'll have a feast for your eyes come spring. I'm John Fisher with KLCC's Good Gardening.